All right, so today we're diving into a topic that I think a lot of families out there can relate to, blended families, thinking about having a child together, adding an Ars baby to the mix. I've got tons of research and personal stories to unpack here.
Yeah, it's a big one.
So if this is something that you are maybe thinking about in your own family,
Absolutely, you're in the right place.
it can be really complex, that's for
Yeah.
sure. For couples who are, blending their lives and often their kids too,
Right.
deciding to have a child together is very rarely just like a simple yes or no decision.
Right.
It's,
Yeah.
it goes beyond just expanding a family. It's about sort of weaving together, different pasts and emotions and hopes for the future.
Absolutely. And that's what makes this deep dive so interesting. It's not just about the logistics of like, okay, we're having another baby.
Right. It's about the emotional landscape of a blended family. And what we found is that there's no one-size-fits-all answer when it comes to why couples choose to have an ours baby. The sources suggest all sorts of different motivations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, what are some of the reasons that kind of jumped out at you?
Well, some couples are longing for that sort of tangible symbol of their commitment, that shared creation that kind of solidifies their bond. Others, might be feeling a sense of completion, a desire to round out their blended family with a child who is biologically connected to both partners.
I see. So it's like building a bridge in a way between these two families,
Exactly.
creating this like shared story that everyone can kind of be a part of.
Absolutely.
But let's be realistic for a second. It's not always sunshine and roses. And
Right.
you mentioned the potential challenges.
Yeah.
The research definitely backs that up.
Right. And while that shared creation, like we were just talking about, can be incredibly powerful, it's important to remember that it doesn't erase the past. You're still dealing with different parenting styles, pre-existing family dynamics, and all of the emotional baggage that every single person brings to the table.
And then there's the big question of how existing children
Oh,
are
yeah.
going to react,
Yeah.
because let's face it, a new baby can kind of rock the boat, even in like the most stable of
Oh,
families.
totally. One of the experts that we read about described it as a family earthquake. And, when you think about it, it makes sense because you're introducing this whole new element into a system that's already pretty complex. And so, for kids who are still adjusting to having step siblings or new family routines, a new baby can be really triggering and it can trigger all kinds of different emotions.
A family earthquake.
Yeah.
That's a really vivid way to put it. I can imagine some kids are thrilled about the prospect of a new sibling. Like, oh, built-in playmate. The
Exactly.
house is going to be more lively.
Totally.
But for others, it could be a source of like anxiety,
Oh,
hope, and
absolutely.
insecurity.
Yeah, there can be jealousy, fear of being replaced, even resentment towards the new baby, or even the step parent. And, those are big emotions for anyone, let alone kids who are still trying to figure out their place in a blended family.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how do you navigate this minefield? How do you prepare for this family earthquake and make sure that everyone comes out on the other side feeling loved and feeling secure?
Well, the research really points to one key strategy, and that's communication. And not just any communication, but open and honest and age-appropriate conversations with your partner and with your children.
So it's about more than just like, okay, we're having a baby. This
Totally.
is what's happening.
It's about creating that space where everyone feels safe to express their feelings, their fears, their hopes. It's about acknowledging that this decision is going to impact every single person in the family and that everybody's voice deserves to be heard.
Absolutely. And it's not like a one-time conversation. This
Right.
is like an ongoing dialogue.
Absolutely. It's an ongoing dialogue. It's a commitment to keeping those lines of communication open as you navigate all the ups and downs of this journey.
So we're talking about laying a really strong foundation of communication
Yes.
before we even start thinking about building the nursery.
Exactly.
But what about the practical side of things?
Right.
Like, how do you actually manage those day-to-day challenges, those moments where jealousy just kind of flares up or
Yeah.
insecurities, bubble to the
Well,
surface?
that's where the research gets really interesting. There's some incredibly insightful tips and real-life strategies that we can kind of dig into. But first, I think we need to talk about the elephant in the room. the financial implications of bringing a new baby into a blended family.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in like the excitement of, oh, we're going to have a baby, you know, all the cute clothes and the, you know, the tiny little fingers and toes.
Cool.
But we need to talk about like the nitty gritty.
Yes.
The practical realities of expanding a blended family.
Absolutely.
And one of the biggest is the financial impact.
Yeah, for sure.
How should couples really be thinking about that?
Well, I think it's important to remember that bringing a new baby into the picture always has financial implications.
Right.
But in blended families, it's even more crucial to carefully crunch the numbers.
Okay.
You've got potentially different financial situations coming together.
Right.
Maybe child support or alimony payments, varying levels of, you know, comfort with finances among different members of the family.
Right. And don't forget about saving for college.
Exactly.
It all adds up.
Yeah, it really does.
And that can feel overwhelming.
It can.
Do any of the sources offer ways to like break down those costs?
They did.
Okay.
One of the studies talks about the baby math equation.
Okay.
And while that might sound kind of intimidating,
right,
it's actually a really helpful framework for understanding the true cost of raising a child.
Okay.
Especially in a blended family.
Okay.
It goes beyond just diapers and formula.
Right.
It factors in potential career changes, adjustments to housing,
okay,
even things like increased transportation costs.
So it's not just about adding a few bucks to the grocery budget every week.
Right.
This is about really taking a hard look at your overall financial picture.
It is.
And being honest with each other.
Absolutely. And that's where that open communication with your partner is so essential.
Uh-huh.
It's about, you know, being honest about your current financial situation.
Right.
Your comfort levels with debt.
Right.
And your shared financial goals for the future.
And I think it's also important to have those conversations with the older children.
Oh, absolutely.
Like in an age-appropriate way, of course.
Age-appropriate, for sure.
But, you know, explaining that maybe some family activities might have to change.
Right.
Or that we're not buying, you know, as many toys for a while. Right. Just to kind of help manage expectations.
Totally. Transparency is key on all fronts.
I like that.
But, you know, financial considerations aside,
uh-huh,
I want to circle back to that family earthquake we talked about earlier.
Okay.
How can couples really actively minimize jealousy and insecurity, especially among the existing children,
right,
when welcoming a ours baby?
Right, because even with the best communication strategies, those emotions are still probably going to come up.
Of course.
Kids are kids.
Yeah.
Sometimes those feelings just kind of spill over.
Jealousy is a natural human emotion.
Yeah.
And we can't expect children, especially those who are navigating the already complex dynamics of a blended family, to be immune to it.
Right.
But there are things that parents can do to proactively create a more positive and supportive environment.
Like what?
Well, the research highlighted some great examples of parents getting creative with their approach.
Okay.
Like one family made a welcome baby journal.
Okay.
Where the older siblings could draw pictures and write messages for the new baby.
I love that.
It was really sweet.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great example of turning what could be a negative experience into a bonding one.
Yeah.
It gives the older kids a sense of ownership and involvement.
Right.
Instead of making them feel like they're on the sidelines.
Absolutely. And speaking of involvement, one of the experts recommended giving older children specific big sibling roles or tasks related to the baby.
Yes.
You know, it's not about burdening them.
Right.
It's just making them feel like they're valued contributors to the family unit.
It's about fostering that sense of teamwork.
Yeah.
And shared responsibility.
Right.
Which can go a long way in mitigating those feelings of being replaced.
Right. Like, hey, we're all in this together.
Yeah.
And even small gestures can make a big difference.
Absolutely.
Like something as simple as letting a sibling pick out the baby's outfit for the day can create a sense of pride and connection.
Totally. It's like those little acts of inclusion are like mini earthquake shock absorbers.
I love that.
You know, helping to stabilize the family during a time of transition.
Okay, but let's be realistic for a second.
Sure.
There are going to be times when those jealous feelings erupt.
Oh, yeah.
No matter how much preparation you do.
For sure.
What advice did the sources offer for handling those moments with, you know, grace and empathy?
Well, one of the biggest pieces of advice was to avoid dismissing or minimizing those feelings.
Okay.
Don't tell a child that they shouldn't feel jealous.
Right.
Or that they're being silly.
Yeah.
Instead, validate their emotions.
Okay.
Let them know that it's okay to feel that way.
Okay.
create a safe space for them to express those feelings.
So it's like saying, hey, it's okay to have these big, messy feelings. Let's talk about them.
Yeah.
Let's figure this out together.
And sometimes sharing your own experiences can be really powerful.
Okay.
You know, talk about times when you felt jealous as a child, yeah, or even as an adult.
Right.
It normalizes those feelings.
Uh-huh.
It helps children understand that they're not alone,
right,
in experiencing them.
And it also kind of shows them that you're human too.
Exactly.
You know, you're not expecting them to be perfect.
Right. Nobody is.
Because nobody is.
Yeah. And once those feelings are acknowledged,
yeah,
you can start focusing on reassurance.
Okay.
Remind your child often that your love for them hasn't changed,
mm-hmm,
and that there's enough love to go around for everybody.
It's like you're filling up their little emotional love tank.
I love that.
You know, making sure they know that they're still cherished.
Yes.
Even as the family dynamic is kind of shifting and expanding.
Exactly. And reassurance is not just about words.
Right.
It's about actions, too.
Okay. So what does that look like?
It's about making a conscious effort to create those one-on-one moments with each child.
Uh-huh.
Moments where they really feel seen and heard and valued.
Yeah.
It might be reading a book together before bed,
uh-huh,
going for a walk in the park,
right,
or even just having a conversation about their day.
It's about those little pockets of connection,
yeah,
that remind them that they haven't been lost in the shuffle,
exactly,
of welcoming a new baby.
And you know, that brings us back to the importance of a shared vision.
Oh, right.
Remember how we talked about that in the beginning?
Yeah.
It's not just about surviving the day-to-day. It's, mm-hmm, about being intentional.
Yes.
About the kind of family you want to create.
It's about, like, defining your values,
yeah,
setting goals,
right,
working together as a team.
Absolutely.
To make sure everyone feels like they're part of something special.
Yes.
Something bigger than themselves.
Exactly. And when you have that shared vision,
yeah,
those tough moments, those, you know, family earthquake aftershocks,
become easier to navigate because, yeah, you're not just reacting.
Right.
We're responding with purpose and with intention.
It's like you have a roadmap.
Yeah.
Even when the terrain gets a little bumpy.
Exactly.
And speaking of bumpy terrain.
Yeah.
I think we need to shift gears and talk about something that's often overlooked in all the excitement of a new baby.
Yeah.
The emotional impact, mm-hmm, on the couple themselves.
That's a really crucial point.
Yeah.
Bringing a new baby into a blended family isn't just about the children.
Right.
It's about the couple, too.
Because, let's face it,
right,
babies, even the most adorable ones,
yeah,
they can be incredibly demanding.
They are.
Sleepless nights, endless diaper changes.
Oh, yeah.
And just the constant juggle of work and family life.
Right.
They can put a strain on any relationship.
It can.
Even the strongest ones.
For sure.
And in blended families,
yeah,
you're often navigating, you know, different parenting styles and expectations.
Right. Which just kind of adds another layer of complexity.
Totally.
So how do couples make sure that they're not just surviving,
yeah,
but actually thriving,
right,
during this transition?
Well, the research suggests,
right,
that it all comes back to that foundation of open and honest communication.
Uh-huh.
It's about making sure that you are on the same page about everything.
Okay.
From sleep schedules and division of labor,
right,
to discipline strategies and financial management.
So it's almost like you're building a team,
yeah,
where each partner feels supported, respected, and heard.
Exactly. And it's about recognizing that you're both going through a major life change.
Right.
And that it's okay to ask for help,
uh-huh,
to lean on each other,
yeah,
and to give each other grace.
Because let's be honest, nobody's got this parenting thing figured out perfectly.
Right.
Especially when you're blending families.
It's especially that.
And adding a new baby to the mix.
For sure.
Yeah.
There will be disagreements.
Right.
There will be moments of frustration.
Uh-huh.
And that's okay.
Right.
It's about how you handle those moments.
Right.
How you communicate your needs,
yeah,
and how you work together to find solutions.
And sometimes those solutions involve seeking outside support.
Absolutely.
Whether it's from a therapist,
yeah,
a family counselor, or even a trusted friend or family member.
Right. There's no shame in asking for help.
Right.
In fact, it's a sign of strength,
uh-huh,
and self-awareness.
Right.
And it can make a world of difference in helping you navigate the challenges,
yeah,
and celebrate the joys,
yeah,
of this incredible journey.
So we've talked about finances.
Yes.
We've talked about managing jealousy and insecurity,
mm-hmm,
among the children. We've even touched on the importance of the couple's relationship.
Yeah.
But what about the bigger picture?
Okay.
What about the long-term impact,
right,
of adding an ours baby to a blended family?
Well, that's where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
Because while we can talk about, you know, strategies and tips,
mm-hmm,
ultimately, the impact of an Ours baby is unique
right.
to each family.
Because every blended family is different. Yeah. Every dynamic is unique.
Absolutely.
But what does the research say about the potential benefits of adding that shared biological child to the mix?
Well, the research suggests that an Ours baby can really act as like a unifying force in a blended family.
Mm-hmm.
It creates this shared biological connection.
Oh, right.
That can strengthen the bond between partners and foster a sense of belonging for everyone.
So it's like weaving a new thread into the family tapestry.
I like that.
One that kind of connects everyone in a very tangible way.
Exactly. And this new thread can also bring a fresh sense of purpose and shared identity.
Uh-huh.
It can kind of shift the focus from the yours and mine dynamic to a more inclusive ours perspective.
Yeah, I can imagine for some families, that shift in perspective can feel really healing.
Absolutely.
Especially if there's been, you know, tension or conflict stemming from the blending process.
Exactly. And for the children, having a sibling who is biologically related to both parents can create a sense of normalcy and stability.
Oh, okay.
It can help to blur those lines between step-siblings and biological siblings.
Right.
And foster a stronger sense of unity.
And let's not forget about the joy that a new baby brings.
Oh, yeah.
Those tiny fingers and toes.
Luckily.
Those infectious giggles.
It's hard to resist.
It's magical.
It is.
And that magic is contagious.
Absolutely.
It can spread throughout the entire family.
It really can. That shared joy can create these really lasting memories and strengthen those family bonds in ways that you might not have even anticipated.
But even with all those potential benefits, I think it's important to acknowledge that, you know, there's no guarantee of a fairy tale ending.
Right. Every family is different. And there will always be challenges and unexpected hurdles along the way.
That's why I think this decision of whether or not to have an ours baby, it's such a personal one.
It is.
It's a decision that should be made with a lot of thought, open communication, and a really realistic understanding of both the potential joys and the potential challenges that lie ahead.
And it's a decision that should never be taken lightly.
Right.
It's about weighing the needs of everyone in the family.
Yeah.
Including your own.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive today, what are some key takeaways that our listeners should really keep in mind as they're navigating this big decision?
Well, first and foremost,
remember
that communication is key. Talk to your partner. Talk to your children. Be honest about your hopes and your fears and your expectations.
And don't be afraid to seek outside support.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Whether it's from a therapist, a family counselor, or even just a trusted friend or family member.
Exactly. Having that neutral third party to help facilitate those conversations could be incredibly helpful.
And remember, there's no right or wrong answer here.
Absolutely.
The decision of whether or not to have an ours baby, it's deeply personal.
It is.
What works for one family might not work for another.
Right.
So trust your instincts. Listen to your heart and make the choice that feels right for you and your unique family dynamic.
And remember that creating a happy and thriving blended family.
Yeah.
It's a journey. It's not a destination.
Right.
It takes time and patience and understanding and a whole lot of love.
It's about celebrating the unique blend of personalities and experiences that make your family special.
Absolutely.
And recognizing that every member of the family has something valuable to contribute.
It's about creating a tapestry of love, resilience, and shared memories.
I love that.
One thread at a time.
And if you choose to add an ours baby to that tapestry, do so with intention, with open hearts, and with the unwavering belief that your blended family can weather any storm and emerge even stronger on the other side.
Beautifully said.
Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into the world of blended families and ours babies. It's been a fascinating journey.
It has.
And we hope you've gained some valuable insights along the way.
Me too.
As always, thank you for joining us on the deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.
Yes.
Of the topics that matter most.